Broadway presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel game. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You know, they used to say in the old days that when it came to good comedy, there was no alternative to hard work and talent. So let me introduce you to four alternative comedians. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. On my right, Willie Rushton and Bill Tidy. And here she is, the first lady of stand-up. Not to mention lie-down. Our lovely scorer, Samantha. Before we start, listeners will be concerned to hear the latest about my missing hooter. You remember I told you in Brighton that it hadn't been seen since Christmas, and I asked for any useful information. All I've received since then is this letter from an old friend of ours, Mrs. Trellis of North Wales, who writes, "Very sorry to hear about your lost hooter. Have you tried looking down the back of my cooker? I often mislay things there." Well, as you can tell from that, Mrs. Trellis has a tendency to be daft as a brush, but any sensible information would still be welcome. Right, let's go straight on. We're going to start with a very funny game. Called Historical Headlines. Historical Headlines. I'm going to give you, teams, a famous event in history, and I want you to suggest how some of today's newspapers might have reported the occasion. I'll award points for the best suggestion, and points mean prizes. This week's prize is this superb nuclear-powered bidet. Right, teams, it's free-for-all here. The historical event that I want you to give me the headlines for in a variety of styles is David Slays Goliath. Go on, Barry.
David Slays Goliath. The star. I was stoned amidst Philistine heavyweight. Thank you for that applause.
Jane's Arms and Armor. Israel has the sling.
The Guardian. David slaps Goliath.
The Ring. Bruno lined up for the autumn.
Okay, any more, Barry?
Radio Times. Little and Large Summer Special.
Telegraph. Ex-shepherd reveals he practiced technique on sheep.
Judge Gath the Philistine scores it 72-71. Goliath!
Well, the Melody Maker. Little David. Head-banging rock sensation.
Hello, hon.
Any more? Right, let's go on.
The Sun. The Sun.
180!
Right, teams, let's have another one of those. I've got another historical headline for you now. It's Custer's Last Stand.
British Medical Journal. Custer's Last Stand amazes coroner.
Melody Maker, 8th Cavalry move up in charts.
The Express, Custer's transfer to Inter Milan in doubt.
Mother of all battles, this report smoked under Sioux security blanket.
Bird Breeders Weekly. Stop this cruel trade in feathers.
TV Times. Surprise guest on Bullseye.
Daily Telegraph. Storming George blames lack of air support.
Little Bighorn amazes coroner. No.
Okay, teams. We come to a musical round now called Fourth Bridge. And in this one, teams, you have to sing a song of my choice, but cunningly omitting every fourth word. Easier than it sounds, I can hear the front row murmuring. Or snoring. But when you consider the team's powers of coordination...
What?
When you consider the team...
coordination.
But when you consider the team's powers of coordination and the fact that Colin Sell will be accompanying them, then you get some idea of the enormity of the task I'm setting them. Bill and Willie, will you miss out every fourth word of "There is nothing like a dame"?
Sunlight, the sand, we got moonlight in the... We got mangoes, bananas you can quite offer. We got volley, and ping pong, and lots of candy. What ain't we ain't got? Those are the things life are beautiful. There is particular thing that nothing whatsoever in...
Well, you got going after a shaky start there. Let's see what Graham and Barry can do with missing out every fourth word of Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Pardon me, boy, that's the Chattanooga Choo. Track 20. Boy, you can shine. Aboard, aboard Chattanooga Choo Choo. Got my fare, just a trifle spare. You leave Pennsylvania Station about 3:45. A magazine, you're in Baltimore. In the diner, could be finer to have your exit. When you hear whistle blowing, eh? The ball, then,
no, it's a sentence,
not very far. All the coat, got to keep rolling, woo woo. There you are.
Well, all right, up to that shaky ending. We've got a limited number of marks available in this series, so... As they were both equally good, I'm not going to give any marks for that. I'm going to go on for a fascinating and informative game. It's called Initials. Teams, I'm going to give you some cryptic abbreviations. I want you to suggest what they might stand for. And I shall give you the official answer afterwards. Graham, A-B-R-T-C.
A-B-R-T-C. Absolutely bonkers, Rottweiler teeth cleaners. I swear by them.
Well, the correct answer that I've been given is Anglo-Bengalese Rubber Tubing Company.
You know it makes sense.
Bill, here's some initials for you. W-A-M-D-T.
W-A-M-D-T. Women against men dangling things.
Well, you got half of it right, so you get half a mark. It's Women Against Media Distortion of the Truth. And incidentally, our audience here and listening at home would like to know that Samantha is, in fact, the president of that particular...
Can men join?
Barry.
Anglo-Bengali Rubber Tubing Company. That's something to do with safe seeks.
Barry, here's your initials. B-L-S-A-C.
Bonnie Langford. Strange alien creature.
Actually, Samantha's the president of this one, too. It's the Blackheath Ladies Self-Awareness Club.
That's Willie. An offence, isn't it?
What?
Being self-aware on Blackheath, it's an offence.
You should know if anybody. Willie, C-S-R-H-H.
C-S-R-H-H. The Conservative Sisterhood for the re-election of Herr Hitler.
And Samantha scores a hat-trick because she's also the president of this one. It's the campaign for the safe return of Humps Hooter. Short one for you, Graham. CSK.
CSK. Keep spelling correct.
Much better than campaign for safe kitchens. Right, Bill, we're going to give you another one now. G-W-R-T-F-G.
Oh, thanks, son. Geriatric Wrinkled Retainers Trouser Fetters Guild. Don't tell me Samantha's one of those either.
I think that's a paraphrase of the right answer. It's the Great Western Railway's Train Fancier's Gala.
That's an offence as well.
Barry, D-A-D.
Disappear, Anne Diamond.
I don't actually know the right answer. It just happens to be tattooed above Samantha's left knee. Willie, M-U-G-B.
M-U-G-B. Misprint upsets Germany Beadle.
Yes.
It's also an acronym of the Allied Almost Professional Jewish Ventriloquists and Master Bakers Union, because it's makers of unleavened bread and butter.
After which, I'm afraid, Musicians Union Glasgow branch. Do you want any more? Shall I throw some more at you?
Oh.
I'll throw some more at you. What about H-L-E-R?
Help Lynch Esther Ransom.
Humphrey Littleton eschews radishes. Hence lack of repeats.
Do you want to know what that stands for?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you do. It's the head of Light Entertainment Radio. We put that in there because he likes that. Here's another one for you. MPLTO. MPLTO.
Oh, dear.
I once saw this on a tree. Michael Palin loves Tom O'Connor. Not a shred of truth in it.
Or even Mary Poppins loves triple orgasms. Oh!
I say. I'm probably... Actually,
I'd shift on if I was you. Pretend it never happened.
It stands for Marshall's Purified Linseed Trumpet Oil. I should know that. On to the next one. This is a game coming up now called Gardeners Film Club. Teams, the Gardeners Club of Great Britain are about to hold their annual film gala. Can you suggest some of the films which will be on show? Barry, start off.
Well, there's a new big screen version of Cagney and Lacey with Tyne Dahlia and Sharon Glasshouse.
Willie.
The Lone Hydrangea.
Back to the Future. That one's starring Michael J. Foxglove.
The loneliness of the long-distance runner. Bean,
they're ahead of you.
And Plums of Neveron.
The compost man always rings twice.
Hey, Willie. 55 days at Weeding.
The man who knew to mulch. Directed by Alfred Pitchfork. With Hose Ferrer.
Oh.
And there's Driving Michaelmas Daisy.
With Jessica Tanzi.
Gone with the Winterbox. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yes.
Barry, come again. I didn't hear that.
Gone with the Winterbox.
Starring Lorne Greene and Patrick Moore. Not forgetting Victor Manure.
Dances with Thrip. In which the famous Greta Grobrag said, I want to be alone.
Sleeping with the anemone.
Clay Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Let's go on to the next round.
Okay.
At this point in the program, we were going to have a rendition of the theme from Newsnight by the ladies of the Motherwell Friends of Jeremy Paxman. But instead, we're going to play a game of Mornington Crescent. Now, just like to go back, you'll recall that the last time we played this, we were in Brighton, and I disallowed Graham's opening move on the grounds that there is no Piccadilly Circus in Brighton. I have to tell you that I've learned since that there is a Piccadilly Circus in Brighton. But the Brighton in question is in Papua New Guinea. So my ruling stands. Now, who's going to start this? Let's start this one with Willie Rushton.
I'm still drawing my map. Kensington Church Street.
You writing?
To my mother.
Inspiration. Albert Bridge.
Can you use people?
Albert Bridge isn't a person.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Foul him and transfer him.
Now, hold on a minute. I'm new to this, don't forget. I'm going to try and rescue one. Burlington Arcade.
Oh.
Onslow Square.
Fetter Lane.
Right. Pace is hotting up now.
Ah!
Smell defeat.
I see the chairman allowed...
Micropodis, sir.
The chairman allowed to...
Victoria Station.
Greek Street.
You can't. Not after Terminus.
No. Are you challenging that move?
Yes.
Keep out of it, hum. No, Greek Street... Greek Street doesn't go.
It does. Of course it does, actually, if you think about it.
No.
It does.
It can't be.
You
know,
there's no point in playing if you're going to argue. Might as well pack the whole thing. Don't mind him.
As he's...
Listen, don't argue, Barry.
It's a terminus north of the river. It's all right.
As he's new, all right.
If he said water new, he would have been wrong.
It's nothing to do with as... It's nothing to do with as he's new.
You may think I'm just a
bad loser. It's allowable under any circumstance. If he was the oldest hand at the... Listen, I don't have to do this.
I've heard what else you do.
Listen, if you'd have been Gazza, you'd have been off by now. So just button it up, Cryer.
I turned
we
down.
We hope to see you here again, Bill. Now.
I put a
all
new
right,
shirt on, Bill.
We let it go. I'm not a bad loser. I'm a bad winner. Greek Street.
Right, in Crescent.
You're right. No, Bill said
not
Greek
your
Street.
Not said Greek Street.
You just...
Just getting silly.
Barry, and Barry, you're disqualified for saying the same move. Saying the same move.
I was
Bill
just
Tanner.
Echoing Bill.
It was a recap.
I was recapping.
You always say more interesting. Yeah.
Somebody repeats.
There
are people at home who have followed this game very carefully. I don't know what they're going to make of this one.
Let's ask the audience what they think.
I think you may be right, sir.
Romilly Street.
Yeah, let's go from there.
Ah. Egham High Street. Thank you. Thank you, fan. Googe Street.
I feel pretty nerves now. I just feel a bundle of nerves. Okay, Birdcage Walk.
Oh. Mornington Crescent.
Well, against you, Billy.
I was trying to help you. Yes. You could have snipped in there and got there first.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's that. That was jolly exciting.
Willie rattled him.
It's time now for another musical round. Teams. Teams, I want you to improvise a blues madrigal or calypso number from a title suggested by the opposing team. Musical accompaniment will, as usual, be provided by the fifes and drums of the Colin Sell Masked Band. So, Bill and Willie, do you have a title and style for Graham and Barry?
Yes, we would like them to sing a madrigal about the Costa Brava. Sorry, I lost
that. When I reached the Costa Brava, I was high on duty free. A lusty Spaniard came along as I paddled in the sea. I said, "You have the finest beach I ever saw in my life." He grabbed my castanets and said, "That's no beach, that's my wife."
All right, well, after that selection from Fiddler on the Roof, Graham and Barry. Graham and Barry, do you have a title and style for Bill and Willie?
Well, I think that we ought to inflict a madrigal on them as well. Mrs. T in Russia.
A mazurka, even.
A mazurka. Oh, I feel the Spaniard coming back again. As I was walking through Red Square and passing Lenin's tomb, a painful business.
I saw Mikhail and Margaret approaching through the gloom.
She said, "To hell with Major and his pack of screaming Lord Sushies.
I've just been offered another job as queen of all the Russians."
Well, that's very nearly the end of the program. We've just got time now for some limericks. And Bill, I'm going to give you a first line for your limerick. It's "One evening while playing at whist."
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
"Achtung meinen. One evening while playing at whist, my partner leaned forward and hissed."
"That's your 10th double gin."
"You've a vacuous grin."
"In a word..." Oh, you're getting the gist.
Okay, here's the line for you, Barry. "One evening while playing gin rummy."
"One evening while playing gin rummy, I ended up feeling a dummy."
It was Linda Lusardi.
on Coke and Bacardi.
With her mouthful, she sounds really quite plummy.
All right.
Greek Street.
Willie, here's your line. One evening while playing Mahjong...
One evening while playing Mahjong, I suddenly burst into song.
My song was inspired...
by some lads from a triad.
Doing unmentionable things with a prong.
Okay, Graham now. Graham. One evening while playing canasta.
One evening while playing canasta, my hostess produced some warm pasta.
Poured it over my head.
And jovially said,
"How's that for an albino rasta?"
Well, we have an unusual thing here. According to Samantha's score, we have a tie-break situation. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do one more limerick now, and we'll decide the whole of this week's program on the largest applause from the audience for any single line. Not, don't wait for the punchline. Any single line. Applaud, and we'll see who wins this one. Barry, you're going to start it. One evening at Trivial Pursuit.
One evening at Trivial Pursuit.
Come on.
Oh, leave.
You're giving up bananas, aren't you?
Hang on. I got who played the name role in Clute.
Without pausing to ponder. Thank you.
I called out Jane Fonda.
But it wasn't, of course. It was Donald Sutherland.
Well, as Barry Cryer got twice as much applause as anybody else, his team wins this week. Join us again next time. Until then, from all of us, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Winnie Rushton and Bill Tidy were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Young Magnuson.